Hello, everyone on Audio Booths, Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. I did something really, really strange and unusual today. I was walking down New Street in Birmingham, England, which is a busy area, thoroughfare. And I was doing my own thing. It was raining, and I wasn't very, very, just wanted to get to my destination, which is New Street Station, to come on my way down to the lovely Clare Randall, which I do every weekend. And I was stopped. Someone offered me an umbrella and said, am I alright to talk for 5 minutes? And you can see what's coming, can't you? Yeah, I was accosted by, we call them in the UK a chugger. They're people that try to get you to sign up to charities. And it was someone from Greenpeace, or at least representing Greenpeace, who many of you know are the environmentalists, basically, who famously scaled the Shard in London not long ago in protest about the Antarctic and farming it, basically harvesting it of oil and all the rest of it. Anyway, I ended up signing up to it. I thought, well, a few quid a month, why not? I'm quite sympathetic to their aims, and it will be interesting to see how these environmentalists, learning a bit more about them. And I thought, well, you know what, they can have my money for a bit. But what was disconcerting is that she asked my date of birth, which is fine, and then I said, I take it that you signed that you're going to phone me for the bank deal. So she goes, no, that's not the next question. That is the next question, that we would want your bank details now. And I said, no, you're not having them. I'm not doing that on the street, because I couldn't remember my sort code and everything anyway, so I would have had to have showed her a card. No. So she's going to have to phone me back for that. But I don't know. Am I stupid? Why have I never done this before? Normally I'm like, put my head down. No, you're all right, thanks. Which kind of was pounced on me almost with her umbrella, and it was quite inviting in the rain. And yet, what I actually did was stood there for 10 minutes talking to her about Greenpeace. I think she was a chugger. I think she was an agent, because she knew a fair bit, but not enough, really, I think. She could answer some of the questions, but it was all that usual, would you like to do something more for the environment? And I was like, well, really, it's the gas companies and the oil companies that I hold responsible, especially now that we're all paying more for said utilities and fossil fuels. So maybe I should be on the side of lobbying, although I would have to get more involved, I think, in order to really feel that I was lobbying, just than to give them my money. Hopefully she claims that she's trying to keep the trying to keep the Russians out of the Antarctic or out of the Arctic or something, but they reckon they can do that, so maybe my 26p a day will help. Anyway, that's my story, and I hope you enjoyed hearing it, and the music, which I felt was kind of suitable, really. It's been Paul Hopkins, and you've been amazing if you've listened to this, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.